1450 KBMW.
Yes, it is. Good morning, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition that is going to feel like Monday to me for the rest of the day. I think I made it through most of the morning without any kind of, saying it's Monday screw-ups. But the reason I know it's Tuesday, I got Steve Dietrich in here from Action Realty staring me down. So that way I know it's Tuesday. It can't be Tuesday unless I've got you and Sherry in here. So, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Busy, but a good one.
Right, and you had family around, too, so you were a busy guy.
We did.
All right. Well, let's talk numbers. We always start with that. How are things looking? Well, do I even want to know?
Well, we're still kind of hanging tight. I almost think they're starting to talk a little bit about maybe slipping down.
That'd be good.
Especially if this thing goes through Congress, too. I think it's all positive stuff, I hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. There's some positive stuff. Positive in Congress in the same sentence.
That's possible.
Hey, Steve, let's talk about new listings now. We talked about that before we went on. You say you got to close tomorrow, but you've got a couple coming up.
Yeah, we got a couple new ones coming up. They'll be the right, I would say, in the right price ranges, if you will. Mm-hmm. Stuff under 250, which, you know, is...
That is a good price range.
A better price range for us today than the ones over, but... And hopefully if rates keep cooperating a little bit here, too, that'll help a lot also. But, you know, we just don't have a lot of new listings coming. But, you know, Memorial Day, I kind of look at that and say, now that that's behind us, summer's here, let's get rolling.
Right, absolutely. The unofficial start of summer. And we've talked about this before, you and Sherry and I. This is kind of the time of the year when things pick up, too.
Yeah, I think so. People start, you know, getting ready to move. And now that we're done with most of the graduations and everything, and Science School won a national championship,
Isn't that their softball team? Man. On a walk-off.
Yeah, that's a lot of hype about that, and good for them. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit. I was driving around the other night, and I thought, okay, this is a question I need to ask Steve and Sherry. What kind of, you know, and maybe it's a big thing, maybe it's not, what kind of role in buying or selling a house does landscaping play? Because I see a lot of really nice houses with the most boring landscaping, if anything at all. And they're really, really nice houses, but they're surrounded by, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
Oh, and it does make a difference. There's no doubt about it, you know. And we always say the outside gets you inside, you know. And when you have a really nice inside and you don't have as nice an outside, then people just have a tendency sometimes to drive by and not call and want to look. But, you know, landscaping is important. Just keeping your yard groomed, you know, number one. Yeah. Number two, landscaping. And it's not cheap.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's for sure. Yeah.
That's another part of it, too, is that it's expensive to landscape these days. But, you know, once you get them done, I think everybody's always happy they did it.
Well, and I'm driving around and I'm thinking, okay, that's a boring looking house, or that's a exciting. Do houses have personalities?
Yeah, they do. It depends on whether they're haunted or not. But,
but just by the looks of them and what's surrounding them, do you think a house has a personality kind of all its own?
Well, I do. And, you know, sometimes you don't even know what it is till you see it.
Yeah.
You know, you look at a colonial-style house, and it might make you think, well, maybe this house should be out in New England or someplace like that.
Sure.
And yet, if it just all gets kind of done right and stuff, you just go, wow, what a neat spot for this house.
Right, and it kind of talks to you. Yeah. Again, for the right buyer, I would imagine.
Yeah, it really does. And of course, nowadays people are having more tendencies to stay with one-level houses, I think. And part of the reason, the thought process is, you know, if people want to, if they're thinking about bi-levels or two stories, they will always settle for a Rambler or a one-story house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a one-story, you're not going to settle for a bi-level or a two-story house. So I always tell people, if you don't know what to do, stay with a one-story because you will cover all your bases going forward.
Well, yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But that's just kind of the way of the world. And now that we're a little older, too, you know, the knees and things start screaming at you. And less steps, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can certainly echo that sentiment. Yeah. Talking real estate. this morning with Steve Dietrich. So if people are listening to this, it's like, yeah, I want to buy, I want to sell, just get in touch with you, and you can pretty much walk them through the process.
Yeah, I hope so. And you know, figure things out together and get a house out there, and, you know, we'll see what the response is. And you'll know within the first couple of weeks if we've got it right or we got it wrong or whatever, I guess. And
you never get it wrong, Steve. Come on.
Oh, yes. We have gotten it wrong before.
Well, you've got a career that's about as long as mine. So, yeah, you do. You probably have learned from a few mistakes.
Yeah, and I wonder why you always remember those and not the good ones.
Isn't that the truth?
You know,
Isn't that the truth?
And maybe that's a good thing because you don't want to duplicate that.
Absolutely. Steve, great to have you in here every Tuesday talking real estate with you and Sherry. You have a great week. Enjoy the weather.
I hope so.
All right. Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. We talk with Steve and Sherry at this time every Tuesday. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up and just feel good with this guy.
Well, I'm here. I'm so good because I'm listening to your station.
Springtime in the Southern Valley with Bill Dablo. Mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot.